This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Beis. Siman Kuf Beis. Shaloi lahafsik keneged hamispalel. Not to interrupt opposite one who's davening. Don't pass by someone who's davening. Says the Mechaber, Asur leishev b'toich arba amay shel mispalel. It is prohibited to sit within four cubits of someone who's davening. Bein melefanav, whether in front of the guy, bein minat stadim, or on the side. The guy next to you in shul is still davening shon esrei. You finished. Well, you have an opportunity to stretch your legs because he can't sit down. Ubein melachrav, or behind him. Sarach laharchik arba amos. You have to distance yourself for amos. So we're not talking about just passing by. Many people are careful. They don't take three steps into a guy who is davening Shemon Esrei behind them. Okay, that's good. But besides that, you're not allowed to sit down. You can't be seated within four amos of someone davening Shemon Esrei. Ve'im Oisek b'dvarim shehem mitikunei ha'tfilais. If the person is not davening Shemon Esrei, but he's involved in one of the tikunim of tfilais, v'afilu b'perek ezehu mekayman, even if he's saying perek ezehu mekayman, in sarach laharchik, you don't have to distance. What does that mean? If the person who wants to sit down is being oisek in things that are mitukunei ha'tfilos, even in karbanos, he's allowed to sit down. So in other words, the din of not sitting is just sitting idly. But if you're going to sit and daven, you're allowed to sit within Dalet Amos of someone davening Shemayna Esrei, even if you're just saying karbanos. But it sounds like if you're learning, then you're not allowed to sit. V'yesh mater. There are those who are matir. There's a chumas hadashin, but oisik b'toira afal pi she'eno mitikunei ha'tfilos. Even if it's not one of the fixings of tefila, meaning one of the components of davening. V'yesh mishomer. There are those who say dehani milim min atzad. This is all on the side. Aval kenegdai, but opposite him, afilu kimloi einav, anywhere in his eye shot, asar afilu oisik b'krishma, you're not allowed to be sitting, even if you're saying Shema. And this is the opinion of the Sefer Oihel Moed. I can't say I ever heard of the Sefer Oihel Moed, but it seems like it's one of the Rishonim. Sefer Oihel Moed. You ever hear of that? So the Sefer Oihel Moed holds that you're not allowed to sit within eye shot of somebody who's davening Shemayna Esrei. Let's see. The Chida says there's a sefer called Oyel Moed, sefer Piskei Dinim Kadmoin Maskiroi Moron HaKadosh Lefamim Bebeis Yosef. Sometimes Bebeis Yosef quotes this early sefer of Piskei Dinim. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Asar Leishev, Vegam Smicha Asar. Not only you're not allowed to sit, okay, so we have three opinions. The first opinion is, you cannot sit within four amos of someone davening, in front, in back, on the sides, and if you're in saying any davening at all, there's no restriction. And there are those who say, even if you're learning, there are no restrictions. And then there's the third opinion, that there are only no restrictions on the side, but opposite him, kimloi enough. Says Mishnah Berurah, asar leishev, v'gam smicha, so you're not even allowed to lean. Ach smicha b'miksas, leaning partially. She'em yinato yuchal amed. That if you take away the thing you're leaning on, you could still stand. Yesh lahaka b'makam adchak. You could be lenient in a difficult situation. Okay. B'toich arba amais. V'afilu kishuhu yoyshev ba'alak zayin dai ba'arba amais. V'loi ba'inan ho arba amais. Imho alaksain. Even if when you're sitting in an angle, it's enough to have four amos. In other words, from the epicenter of the guy davening, you draw a 4 amos circle, not a 4 amos square, and then the angles are going to be, according to the Pythagorean theorem, you know, longer than 4 amos. You understand? In other words, the question is, let's say the guy, in other words, do you make a box around the guy? So then by the angles, it's going to be longer than that. It's going to be the square, 4 squared plus 4 squared, six, it will be the square root of 32. What? 5.6? 5.6, right?
It's 1/5 bigger from Sukkah. 1 1/5 bigger.
1 1/5?
1 2/5.
5.6. It's the square root of 32. Whatever the square root of 32 is. So, you don't need the square root of 32. It's enough to have 4 amos in the angles. V'ayim b'prima gadam. Kazvachai adam. Ima mespala oimei b'tzad echad midavar shu kavua. If the person davening is on one side of furniture, which is set, gavaya asav rachav arba, 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, moto leisha b'tzad hasheni, you're allowed to sit on the other side. The hamafsik rishus, there's a hefsik rishus. So I guess let's say a table is usually 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide. That would be a mafsik rishus. Ava lavar mitzad hasheni. So in other words, you could sit down. But to pass by, to walk by, efshur im einu gavar kakach shal yuchal asag b'tzad hasheni, if it's not so tall, that the guy, that it doesn't block his vision, asar, you can pass by. V'chein pasak ba'alachas katanos. V'chein mitzadeid ha'prim agadim, b'simen tzadi sivkotin hei, shiyesh lahachmer lavar ba'alamra negen ha'mispalel, av shehu rishus b'fnei atzmai. The prim agadim, simen tzadi, is machmer to pass in a alamra. I don't know what that is. You're in some elevated platform, even though it's rishus by itself. V'leishev, but to sit mater b'rishus acheras, you're allowed to sit in another rishus. Afilu b'toich arba amos, even within 4 amos. What about if there's a mechitza of glass? The Chayadam says you could sit, but you can't pass by because he could still see you, and it's mevatel his kavana. Okay. Shel mespalel, don't walk, don't sit within the 4 amos of someone who's davening. Let's say he's not davening. Let's say he's in Elokei Netzar, and the guy's saying personal bakashas, and you listen in, he has a list of all his stocks, and he's saying them, you know? He's saying NASDAQ, you know? He's listing all his bonds. So come on, I have to sit, I have to stand because this guy is being mespalel for all of his money. So the answer is, yeah, you do. You're stuck because he didn't take 3 steps back. The din is you can't sit within 4 cubits and you can't pass by. Now, also regarding the din of, let's say he took 3 steps back. So there's no iser of lavar k'negen ha-mespalel, but some say he still is not finished because he needs to take 3 steps forward. So some are still makbid not to pass before the guy where he took the 3 steps back until he takes the 3 steps forward. Okay. So the first day is you can't sit within 4 amos of some davening. However, then the Mechaber brought the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh that if you're involved in tikkunei tefilos, is permitted, even if you're saying Ezo Mekamen, V'adinim Oisik B'prakim B'mincha B'Shabbos. Let's say you're learning Perkei Avos, Gam Ke Mutter Leisha B'tzad HaMespala. That's also mi tikkunei atfila. What if I'm listening to Chazaras Hashatz like a good boy? I'm not learning. Yeah? Is that also mi tikkunei tefila? No. Why? Because it has to be nikkur that you're davening. Nikkur you're davening is you're saying something. But if you're just listening, so then it's not nikkur, you're oisek in tefillah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, and you won't be allowed to sit. Can we argue and say if the guy is listening carefully and he's saying Baruch Hu Shemai Amen, isn't that nikkur that he's oisek b'tikunei tefillah? Later on in Siman Kuf Chav Dalis of Katan Chav, the Dershu says it's mashma that listening to Chazos Hashatz is not koisek b'tfilah, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains because it's not so nikkur. Weiter. There are those who matter if you're oisek b'toira. Why? The Sfirolei, Dulai Asru, Chacham Leishim Salam Asala, Kishiyosh V'doimim. You know when you're not to sit next to someone who is davening if you're sitting idly. Dinira Ki'ilu Eino writes to the Kabbalah of Amach Shemaim. It looks like you don't want to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. This is the reason the Torah and the Beis Yosef brings. The Taz says a little differently. He says, the Arba Amos of someone who's Mespalel has a din of Admas Kodesh, and anyone who's sitting and is not Oisek, B'davar Kadosh, it's like he's showing there's no Kedusha there. So if you're learning, that's also okay. So Avok Shu Yoshev Oisek B'Torah Harehu K'Makabal Avol Machu Shamayim. By the way, I would add, it depends how he's learning. If he's learning there silently, it can't be better than Chazar Sashatz. L'chor, he has to be saying the words. Look in the Achroinim that you should, if you're learning, you should not be lenient. Only if you're davening. Only if you're davening. Learning would not cut it. I don't know. What about, you mean because by Chazar Sashatz you're just daydreaming as opposed to by learning? Let's see.
Maybe if you're looking in a sitter, it makes a difference too.
I don't know. Im loy b'makam hatchak, unless it's a makam hatchak, then you could learn. Uvela'achrav nearly shein la'achrazeh. And if you're behind the guy, then definitely you don't have to be machmer. Ba'oisek b'toirah, only if you are saying the words, if you're just thinking the Torah, then it won't work. The Dershu brings from the Makar Chaim that if you're looking in a Sefer, like Reb Nosson said, then there's no Chshad because it's clear that you're learning. Now, here's the Zach. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you look into a sefer and you don't say the words, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You know that shita. You know the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is that you're only mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you say the words. So he says, well, what if I'm learning bechavrusa or I'm learning at a shir? So he says shoymea ka'ina, which is a big problem with Zoom, because shoymea ka'ina cannot work on Zoom because you're not actually hearing my voice. You're hearing the voice, which is translated into electrical impulses and then reconfigured to make noise on your end. There's no way you could say Shemei Ka'ina on electric equipment. Rav Shlomo Zalman vehemently disagrees with Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says there's no way you're not Yotze in the midst of Talmud Torah. And the reason why if you learn with Chavrusa, you're Yotze, it's not because of Shemei Ka'ina, it's at the Tzura of Talmud Torah. But I'm just saying, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, even if you're looking in a sefer, you still can't sit. You know why? Because you're not actually being mekayim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which, by the way, is something to think about. Really, when a person learns, they should try to say the words as much as possible. Or you could say, well, maybe even though you're not mekayim in the mitzvah, but it doesn't look like you're rejecting Omach HaShemayim, because at the end of the day, I'm looking in a sefer. Okay, weiter. Va'afilu be'inyinei tikunei tefilos, even if you're involved in davening, if you're not saying the words, it's not going to allow you to sit. They're going to be choshed yushe in a makabal of omachos shamayim. What if I'm oisek in a mitzvah? I'm making the seating chart for Rosh Hashanah. Could I sit? No. only davening and learning. Okay, now the third opinion is that the allowance to sit if you're davening and learning is only on the side, but not opposite. Why? If you're in front of the guy, he looks like he's bowing down to you. So the Dirshu says this implies there's an issue, even if you're behind him, somehow it could be construed that he's bowing down to you. I don't get that. But l'chayra, it should be only if he's behind you. Ulfiza dafka leishev asr, avalamin mutter coin to this. You're not allowed to sit, but you're allowed to stand. Not sure why you're allowed to stand. Maybe he's bowing down to you. Even within 4 amos. Could be he would hold that you're not even allowed to stand. Because by doing so, it's mevatel the kavana. And you're not allowed to stand in front of him, according to a third opinion, even if you're Isaac in Torah or in Tefillah, or even in Kriyashma. Perish hayoshev neged hamispalel Isaac b'Kriyashma. The guy who is sitting opposite the person davening is saying Shema. I'm prichadash apasak kedeya kamaisa. Prichadash paskins halach l'maisa, like the first opinion. De'ein chilek bein malfanav bein menat stadim. There's no difference between in front and to the side. If you're davening, you could sit. If you're learning, there's even a yesh misha heter, and the achorim say not to follow that. Ushari achorim kasu shetoyv lahachmer ka yesh misha oimer. Other achorim say you should be machmer like the yesh misha oimer, meaning you should be machmer not to sit opposite someone who's davening, even if shman esrei, even if you're davening. So lemaisa, the achronim say to follow this yesh misha oimer. So the achronim seem to be machmer like both opinions. You follow the first opinion that you can only sit in the vicinity of someone davening if you're davening something, and like the third opinion, That's only on the side, but not directly opposite him. The Niralisha ba'amidu chutz arba amos bevadein lahachmer, to stand outside of 4 amos, there's no reason to be machmer. V'ulai af betoich arba amos, maybe even within 4 amos, where you'd be allowed to stand bechanal besivkatan ches. So you would be allowed to stand even within 4 amos. The issue is only sitting. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. I wish everyone a great day. Kol tov. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.